Welcome to the presentation of first 9 months 2012 results of Brunello Cucinelli. Welcome, everybody. I remind you all that all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the initial presentation, you will have a chance to ask some questions. In order to receive any support from an operator during conference calls, please press star followed by zero. Speakers will be Mr. Brunello Cucinelli, CEO and of the company, and then CFO Moreno Ciarapica and Pietro Arnaboldi, Investor Relations Managers. Now, I'd like to give the floor to the President and CEO of the group, Mr. Brunello Cucinelli. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. From a Solomeo that is really flooded with rain, but we were really waiting for a good rain for our fields. We have, 10 days ago, more or less, we finished our roadshow like we had said to you. It was the roadshow that we had to stop midway last April during the IPO. Our plan was that of coming to see you later on after April, and then we were able to conclude the 50% that we had not concluded last April. I'd like to start by saying that we are very, very satisfied with the IPO. The price is very gracious, very fair, the IPO price. I'd like to make some special thanks, first of all, to the whole financial community, starting from our esteemed investors that we like to call partners and guardians of our company. I'd like to thank our analysts and our two esteemed distinguished banks, Mediobanca and Merrill Lynch Bank of America, with whom we have enjoyed a very special relationship with mutual respect and regard during the IPO. I would do the following. I'd like to devote six, 7 minutes to tell you about this 9 months results, and then in the following six, 7 months, I'd like to convey what we feel for next year. I'd give the floor to our CFO, Moreno Ciarapica, and then a few questions and answers. As for the fundamentals of the company, they are the following. One single brand on a worldwide level, so we have no intention whatsoever to perform any acquisitions. We are placed in absolute luxury, and we would like to stay at the top of this luxury pyramid. We would also like you to consider us as industrialists, but even more than that, global artisans of this made in Italy we are so keen on, and a made in Italy that I believe can definitely make a difference, the fact that we are craftsmen, the fact that we have this manufacturing heritage. We are an apparel, ready-to-wear luxury company, ready-to-wear that made Italy go down in history. We also have our accessories, our offering of accessories. They will account for 14% of the end of the year, but we would like you to consider us and identify us as luxury ready-to-wear company, which today is 67% in women's collection and 33% for men's. This is the company. We have 782 direct employees. On average, this staff is 37 years of age. The important thing is that the average age of the 15 top management is 39 years of age. The last important thing I'd like to convey to you, we have never had any foreign companies. We do have foreign companies, but only to manage our monobrand stores in the area, in the local area. This is 100% Italian company. I would like to start with some results and some data. We have net revenues. Net revenues, 220 million, with a 15.2% growth rate. We have a normalized net income of 21.3 million, growing by 25% approximately, obviously net of extraordinary IPO costs. We also have a normalized EBITDA, which is close to 40 million euros, with a 19.7% growth rate, in this case, to normalize without IPO costs. We are really satisfied with this EBITDA because somehow we are really pursuing the route that we have mentioned with you many, many times. And this year, we are able to achieve a rising EBITDA, which is also stems from a little operating leverage and the product mix, the channel mix. Then sales, they have increased in all different channels. We're quite pleased with it, in particularly retail grows slightly over 43% and monobrand wholesale 36%. As for revenues in the multi-brand channel, 4.5%. As for turnover, well, foreign markets are very, very important to us. These markets account for nearly 73% for us. It is growing by 25% approximately. And then there is a small decline in Italy by 5.4% in Italy. But in a very shortly, I'd like to go back again to talk about our magnificent Italy, the place where we work and live. So what about markets? How did they grow? The North America market grows by 28%, the European market by 17.8%, then Greater China over 30% growth, and the rest of the world 45.6%. Well, about this, I'd like to tell you what are revenues of our companies in these markets. 32% more or less Europe. I'm saying more or less at the end of the year, but today is November the 12th, so we are very close to this figure. So 32% in Europe, 31% US, 25% Italy, 4% China, and 8% in rest of the world. Obviously, when we talk about Chinese sales or Russian sales, accounting for 4% directly, we also imagine and envisage that there is a further 5% that has to do with Russian clients buying abroad, shopping abroad. We did the same thing for China, where we estimated roughly that 1.5% this year, this further 1.5% comes from our esteemed Chinese customers buying and shopping worldwide. As for debt, we are particularly glad with our net debt situation, 14 million more or less. And important, by the end of the year, we should close with 5.6 million in net financial positioning. Another important thing are also investments, CAPEX. At the first 9 months of the year, they were just over 16 million euros, and this is part of the great investment plan project that we had starting from 2011 and going till 2015. So we believe in this company. We believe in these investments. Let's now talk about monobrands. As of today, we have 74 stores, monobrand stores. End of the year, we will have 81 stores. So three new stores are about to be opened, beautiful, prestigious stores in about a month in Aspen, Colorado, a very important location, and Reno, Venice. And then at the end of the year, we should reach 81 monobrand stores. And now I'd like to read a couple of sentences that I said to the press in the press release to comment these results, because as I was saying before, please consider that we are November the 12th, so we can sort of consider this year nearly closed. We're approaching the end of the year. So I said we are very satisfied with how the company has been performing the first 9 months of the year, both in terms of revenues and of margins. Since we are approaching year end, everything seems to point to 2012 closing in a very, very special way for our company. So IPO year, so a very special year also from the viewpoint of image, of collections, but maybe I can talk about this later when mentioning what plans we have for 2013. The great investment plan 2011-2015 that are aimed at making our company grow on worldwide level. In this sector, we very much believe in absolute made in Italy luxury. We are this kind of investment plan is bearing fruit, and also our collections for 2013 spring summer have been appreciated very much by our buyers worldwide, and thereby this is a source of inspiration for our work, and we can already envisage good results for next year. And then I took the liberty to thank the national and international press, which over the years has definitely supported us. And we are not at all hiding our awareness and our full gratitude towards national and international press, which over the year has been supporting and we think also appreciating the way we live and the way we work with the utmost regard for man's human and economic dignity. And now I'd like to speak briefly about Italy, where, as I was saying, we had a 5.4% decline, but in sales, a limited decline in sales, but I believe that Italy is going through a very, very bad patch, its worst patch. We believe, we imagine that in 2013 Italy can reap good results, but we're not just talking about our company. We are saying that, generally speaking, in Italy next year we could achieve 0.1%, which means that we should be very optimistic. This year was quite a relevant year for new tourists, and by that I mean tourists coming from new countries, and I can guess that in the next 2, 3, 4 years we will be definitely flooded, allow me this very positive term, flooded by these new peoples. And another important thing is that our collection is very much appreciated also by Italian customers, European American customers, so our collection must be appreciated, especially in those markets. So Italy for us is a very important market. We are Italian, we want to manufacture in Italy, we live in Italy, and we want to be very optimistic about Italy. There is a difference in Italy between major cities and tourist resorts and the beautiful but maybe tiny stores in the province. This year, generally speaking, we have welcomed many new tourists, and by that I mean tourists coming from new regions like India, China and South America. And I think that in the next few years we will still be welcoming important numbers of tourists. We forecast, and I'd like to say two things. The forecast that we have for Italy and then for our company. For Italy, we believe that in 2013 it will be a growth year. We say 0.1%. It doesn't matter whether it is 0.1 or 0.5%, but we hope that we can achieve a plus sign. And speaking with some important major colleague industrialists operating worldwide, exporting and speaking with good tradespeople, this is the impression I gather, a positive outlook for Italy and also for our company, a slightly better situation. So we have 61% coming from multi-brand, 61% of our revenues, and 39% of our revenues coming from monobrand, the monobrand channel, and 75 as of today, 81 at the end of the year. Out of this 39%, 12% from franchised stores. Where do we opt for the franchise formula? Well, we maybe do that in areas that are maybe not as interesting or maybe slightly more emerging markets. For example, the last franchise store we opened is in Bucharest, because in a market like that it is trickier, so we don't really feel comfortable in opening a DOS store. So I would say the following then. These are the results that we envisage for end year. So we are particularly pleased with these results. We are also particularly pleased with the way our collections were perceived for spring-summer 2013. You know, we believe very much in the multi-brand channel too, and we imagine that the multi-brands that we have today accounting for 61%, maybe this revenue should made up 50% by multi-brand and 50% by our own stores. But the value of multi-brand is very, very high, because as we have always maintained, these multi-brands are strict judges and they give us a very harsh feedback on the collection. So having collected orders from multi-brands and having received positive feedback from these major buyers, well, this really makes us think about a rosy future for 2013. We are obviously very interested in the judgments expressed by our monobrand stores managers, but they are not so strict and so harsh as multi-brand managers are. So we consider our multi-brands the real guardians of our brand, those who really, whether you like it or not, they force you to be contemporary and modern. So what do we envisage for 2013? We envisage around 20 new openings a year, or less in the following areas: 3 or 4 U.S., DOS stores, obviously 3-4 in Europe, DOS stores, 3-4 in China, DOS stores, and then Moreno Ciarapica, the CFO, will talk to you about the operation we accomplished in China, then 3-4 stores in the New World, and a couple of stores in our Italy. So we envisage that the revenues of the year should be 55% coming from multi-brand and 45% from monobrand channel. And out of that 55% multi-brand, they are always the very same 1,000 accounts that we've had for many, many years. This is very, very important, because in some department stores, we have nearly 80 hard shops, and you know how important, how relevant a hard shop is within a department store. With some of you, we actually said or talked about the fact that maybe having a corner store in Harrods mean being seen, being visited by millions of visitors a year. So it always, always holds an enormous value. Then in the company, you know, we hold a meeting every 2.5 months. It is, it's not really a meeting, because it's only me speaking for about 30 minutes, but we do speak about how we can improve things, how we can improve life conditions, work conditions, and also what we think about the world. And I have to say that the September meeting that we held at the end of the collection has been very, very useful also from the human viewpoint. Why am I saying this? Because we are very, very glad with the ambience in this company, with the mood that really you can breathe in this company. There is a very serene climate in the company, therefore the creativity rate is higher. But now I'd like to focus your attention on the following. The other day, the G8 met and they defined growth for the next 5 years, a modest growth, 4-5%, moderate growth. Well, we want to tell you that in our company, we do not use this moderate word. We use the word with a word normal, because according to the way we work, a 4-5% growth worldwide should be very, very interesting. And we do not want to see our children, our kids, being scared and frightened because they hear people at the G8 saying that the world is going not so well. Whereas we actually said to each other the other day, why do we have to be so negative about the world when as a matter of fact, for people like me, our grandparents were actually in war all the time, and my father worked in a factory and was starved. And I come from the countryside, and I do not think that today's world is so difficult the way they depict it. So we do not want to call this a limited, modest growth, but rather a normal growth. And based upon that, we plan our growth for 2013. We are about to finish our plans for the next 3 years, 13, 14, 15, where we would like to keep on growing with grace, with dignity, with respect, with this made in Italy, for extremely high quality and high craftsmanship made in Italy, and hopefully also a highly creative made in Italy. Otherwise, we wouldn't be contemporary. So this modest growth that we call normal growth is something I really wanted to convey to you. And then I'd like to tackle another issue. I traveled a lot in the last weeks. I was in Russia last week, and then the week before I was in Japan and in Korea. And I have to say that I've been speaking with journalists, and what I was mostly impressed by was the fact that they all asked me, why there is a lot of price difference between one country and the other. And I answered as follows. You must know that our prices, that our industrial margin is the very same in all the countries worldwide, because we believe in what we do, because we think that these new young people already know everything, and therefore we have our markup and we have this price level that only varies due to customs duties. And I want to add about that you should imagine that an item of clothing that costs 1,000 euros in Europe, in the US, retail price is 1,100, in China is 1,200, and in Japan is around 1,300 euros. This is more or less the proportion. So China and US differential is more or less 18 points. So this is the end of my contribution. I just want to mention that we have a higher than 10% like-for-like rate, but we think that in our plans, like always, we envisage that a like-for-like in the range between 6 and 8% can be a healthy like-for-like for a company that has no new products or does not want to widen its spaces. So Thank you very, very much. We are very glad and pleased, and thank you for believing in our company. I give the floor to our CFO and then a Q&A session. But we are always available. Come to see us, email us. We are always available for you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Brunello. I'll try and be brief in order to leave room for Q&A. So very briefly on the presentation we sent you, let's start from slide page 4, in which there is a presentation to analyze the results of the first 9 months of 2012. As of 30 September 2012, Brunello already said that we had net revenues for 220.2 million with an increase by 15.2% at current exchange rates and 13.6% at constant exchange rates. The adoption of the international accounting criterion called hedging accounts and a strict hedging policy against forex risk that we adopt when drafting our price lists protects us from any impact on our income statement coming from forex developments. The international market grew by 25.3% and their weight amounts to 73% of revenues vis-à-vis the previous 67%. If we analyze the pie charts in the bottom of the slide, you can see that the relative weight of the North American market increased as well as the rest of the world thanks to Japan and Korea mainly and also rest of Europe. Then China climbed up from 3.9% to 4.4%, and Italy went up from 33% went down, sorry, from 33% to 27%. On page 5, I'd like to provide you with some indications on the main turnover drivers. Brunello already talked about Italy extensively. In Europe, our group is enjoying performances that are above average, both in Russia and in Eastern countries, both in monobrand stores, but also in premium luxury boutiques and specialty stores that are really on the rise in this region. As for the rest of the world, over a third of revenues is achieved in Germany and German-speaking countries, and a fourth is the weight of Eastern European countries, Russia included. As for United States, they continue to be an extremely growing market for our brand since they benefit from performances of our direct stores, and also they benefit from an increasingly higher penetration in the main luxury department stores. So we are reporting good results from the recent opening of the Chicago stores, and by the end of the year we will have a new shop opening in Aspen, a premium resort location. And then there is a significant growth achieved in the Chinese market, in the other Asian markets. A brief remark as far as the Chinese market is concerned, where as of September 30th we only had wholesale monobrand and multi-brand stores with a performance of 31% vis-a-vis the 30th June 2012, it was 51%. This performance was influenced by the timing in delivery 2012 vis-à-vis the same time the previous year. And as you know, when the baseline for comparison is small as it is for us in China, one single delivery can definitely impact the performance and the growth. In China, as Brunello was saying, there was this conversion, this shift on October the 1st of our agreement with our Chinese partners, whereby our shops were converted to retail DOS stores as of October the 1st. In the fourth quarter 2012, the part of revenues that had been invoiced as sell-in in these stores in the fourth quarter will be missing and will then be recovered in the first quarter 2013 as sell-out turnover of the same stores. Then on page 6, there is the increase in weight of monobrand stores, both DOS and franchise stores, that kept on continued to grow and now accounts for 36% of the overall revenues of the group, vis-à-vis the 29% of last year. Brunello already said that it will reach 39% this segment. And now going to page 7, we see that the drivers of growth for the retail channel, plus 43.4%, are led by the 11 new net openings and the important like-for-like growth in our stores, which was still a double-digit growth, 10.1%, in the time between January the 1st, 2012, and November the 4th, 2012. And also the wholesale monobrand channel enjoyed a significant growth, plus 36%, and whereby the network grew by 5 stores, following 7 new openings and 2 shifts, a conversion of stores to DOS stores. Then slide 8 and 9 offer synthesis of the stores. The total monobrand network of stores today entails 75 stores, and they should become 81, these new openings, by the end of the year, 47 of which will be DOS, thanks to the opening of 6 new DOS stores, which are already secured, and then we will have the conversion from French store to DOS store of the Macau boutique. And then in 2013, we have already secured 12 contracts for new stores as of today, whereas other agreements are about to be signed pursuant to our annual plan envisaging 18-20 store openings a year we have always told you about. And then on page 10, we see the performance of the wholesale channel, and we are very pleased with the great appreciation the brand enjoyed in all the major department stores and luxury multi-brand stores. And then to conclude on revenues, we like to highlight once again how relevant seasonal cyclical performance is for our company. And we'd like to point out that as of 30th of September 2011, we had already achieved 4/5 of our total annual sales in 2011. And this year, 2012, we are in line with this figure. Let's now move on to page 11 to comment on the main income statement. Net of the IPO extraordinary costs equal to 6.2 million. In the first 9 months 2012, revenues growth went hand in hand with margins growth, with an increase of the first margin of 100 basis points from 54.3% to 55.3%. EBITDA also grew by 50 basis points, and the net income grew by 25.3%. reaching 21.3 million euros net of the IPO costs. And then at page 12, we analyze the main income statement drivers, focusing mainly on the EBITDA change. The EBITDA growth was driven by the increase of our first margin, which benefited particularly from a better channel mix following the new retail openings and the excellent like-for-like growth. The evolution of the channel mix has impacted personnel cost, whose weight on revenues is in line with the previous years, 14.1%, and obviously with costs for the central structure, there are decreasing in percentage, and also the cost for monobrand stores personnel that is increasing because we needed more staff to staff our stores. So the 14.1% is the result of this combined effect. And then the opening of new stores also impacts on the cost of rents, going up from 3% to 4% on total revenues. And we can also say that the fees that we pay to agents in the multi-brand network are decreasing, thereby offsetting rents. As for A&P expenditure, we see that the expenditure is between 5.4% vis-à-vis 4.9% last year, and as usual, this amount, in our view, is quite important. and we keep on seeing that the return on international press of our brand is very, very high compared to the actual investment we make. As for investments born in terms of corporate structure, will lead to good results in the next few years in terms of operating leverage and SG&A, as we already started seeing the sign during the third quarter. In the bottom part of the income statement, I'd like to point out the tax rate that was 37.8% in the first 9 months 2012. And went down in line with expectations vis-à-vis the 39.3% of the first 6 months. So for end year, we expect a 37% tax rate linked to this normalization process. As for the balance sheet, I'd like to move directly to slide 14 by commenting on the increase of net working capital in the time concerned, which is absolutely in line with our expectation and with the end of year expectations. As for the first 9 months, the inventories increase was basically impacted by the important growth of the retail channel. And on top of that, there was a decrease of trade payables, mainly linked to payments for the IPO, an extraordinary process. As we anticipated during a last August conference call, as of June the 30th, we had higher purchases of raw materials and productive increases in order to increase rapid deliveries in the third quarter 2012. As a matter of fact, if we compare the inventory data of September the 30th, 2012 with 30th of June 2012, there is a decrease of €12.2 million. As of 2011, the reduction was €4.9 million vis-à-vis 30th of June 2011, and which was positively impacted also thanks to seasonality. Then moving on to page 15, the net financial position improved significantly after the IPO, which impacted positively the company by €52 million net of IPO. The net financial position thereby reaches €14.4 million vis-à-vis €59.6 million at the end of December 2011, and it factors in the important investments of the end, which factors in major investments, as you can see in the following slide. We expect a further improvement of net financial position from here to the end of the year, in line with our expectations, due to seasonality and the relative dynamics of our business. I therefore leave the floor to all those who want to ask questions, and we will be available and happy to answer. We have a Chorus Call operator. We're now about to start Q&A session. Whoever wants to ask a question, press star followed by one on our phone, on your phone. In order to leave the booking list, press star followed by two. Please ask your questions using the receiver. Whoever wants to ask a question, you should press star followed by one now. The first question from Stefano Corneliani, Intermonte. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have three questions, if I may. The first one has to do with the first margin in the third quarter. The first margin, which, as opposed to what we saw in the first 9 months, if my calculation is not wrong, should have gone down by more or less 90 basis points. I'd like to understand whether there is something that justifies this performance and that can be then expectable also for the fourth quarter, although the distribution channel mix should have been an advantage to the first margin. The second question, whether you can give us some further indication on the order collection spring-summer 2013 and sales campaign, with some insights about performance broken down by area and gender. And then in the sales on the third quarter, if you can give us some indication on how the quarter performed and which are the areas where there was a more marked slowdown vis-à-vis other areas. As for the first margin, we have always maintained that this first margin is the result of all material-related costs and all the manufacturing-related costs, whereas in terms of pure management and accounting analysis, our gross margin is calculated by not taking into account these raw materials and manufacturing work, not including research costs. You can imagine that research costs are stable over time, but they can also be anticipated, they can also be brought forward, thereby when comparing third quarter 2012 between third quarter 2011, we achieved this result. We have purchases for research that were made in the third quarter 2012 are much more in terms of vis-à-vis the ones in the previous time, the previous same period, the previous year. As far as the incidence of industrial cost, we can say that the level we reached, 1 point as of September the 30th, is the standard level that is the result of our channel mix evolution and development. So when we have always talked about a retail channel with a gross margin of 23, 24, 25 points over more than the wholesale channel, well, if you make the proper calculation, you will see that the percentage point improvement as of September the 30th is the result of this kind of calculation. This was the question number one. As for a question on like-for-like, I think that Brunello would like to give you an update. We see that Europe performed quite well, and then worldwide, we think that women's collection are faring better. We can say that the weather conditions in September, October in America resulted into a slowdown of the men's collection because it was quite warm, and still today in the West Coast it's quite warm, and then the U.S. presidential elections and the tornado, well, there was a slowdown in September, October, mainly in men's collection because usually men tend to buy when they see that the weather changes. It's not like women who maybe go on holiday to the seaside in August and they buy fur. So another thing I'd like to say is that the tourist destinations in Italy, tourist location performed very, very well, which means that at the end of June, July, and then August, it went pretty well, meaning that Italy has quite a huge value, and major cities in Italy especially. So we can say that actually women's collection perform better, but men's collection are very much impacted by the climate, weather conditions. Yes, I'd like to add that, as Brunello said in the first contribution, a proper like-for-like for us is around 7-8% if there are no wider product, no new products and no new selling spaces. In normal conditions, this is the proper like-for-like for us, and in the first part of the year we had achieved a result that was beyond expectations, and this was the result of the ramp-up of new openings in important locations. So what we were expecting at the end of the year was 8.99%, and I think that this will be our result at the end of the year. And then there was a question about the spring-summer collection, how it went. And as you saw, as of September the 30th, we have a wholesale increase by 4.5% of the multi-brand wholesale channel. And this is the kind of figure that we expect for the end of the year. And as for the backlog, order backlog for spring, summer, and the multi-brand channel, well, the way this item performed actually tells us that we are in line, so in line with what we expected. And I'd like to support this by saying, Brunello adds, that especially for women, we think that the average age of our customers, women, female customers, I think it went down by a couple of years, should be around 36 years of age on average. And of course, this is a good sign of hope for us because, you know, when the average age of customers goes up, it means you are frightened for your contemporary style. And then to conclude on collections, I'd like to add that in terms of international taste, we are really going through a very optimistic phase and stage. So the brand is going through a very good patch, this sporty, interesting, luxury chic style. Thank you very much. Thank you, Stefano. The next question by Thomas Desmen, Chevreux.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Thomas Desmen from Crédit Agricole Chevreux. I've got three questions, if I may. The first one is on Italy. It seems that there is a significant deceleration in Q3 because we were at minus 2.8% at the end of H1 and we are now at minus 5.4% for 9 months. But Brunello, it seems that you are pretty confident going forward for Italy. Could you just give us more color regarding your confidence for this country? The second point on Greater China, which is also decelerating in Q3, you mentioned that it was affected by timing of deliveries. To what extent do you expect a recovery in Q4? And the last one is also on profitability at the EBITDA margin level, excluding IPO cost. It seems that the improvement is close to 20 bps in Q3 versus plus 90 bps in H1. So it's the extent of the improvement is less important in Q3. What do you expect in Q4? What do you expect for full year in terms of EBITDA margin? Thank you.
So I can answer about Italy. So as we said before, I think that Italy, in the resort areas, in the major cities, these locations will see a growth in new tourists. As a consequence, I do not think that next year can be negative because of that. And then speaking with many shopkeepers or industrialists or manufacturers, the idea I get is that everybody speaks about new projects, maybe a new trunk show, a special visual merchandising. So people are planning for the future. There is no negative areas there. Well, obviously, maybe what is happening is that small, tiny provincial stores, it performed slightly less like it happened in all different countries. Maybe it doesn't really make any sense any longer for it to exist. But in major cities, I envisage a more than positive future, more than rosy future, because all these new tourists, they want to come to Italy, they want to come to Europe, they want to come to England, to Paris, and for them it is more chic to shop in Europe than in their countries. I heard it last week, the Russians and the Chinese told me that they prefer to shop abroad, so I'm not worried about that. And then, generally speaking, we have a different kind of awareness, a different kind of mood than 3-4 months ago, and I'm personally glad with that. I answered the question about China then. I tried to explain what I had to say, but maybe it's not very easy to express this quite complicated issue. But until September the 30th, vis-à-vis China, we have had a wholesale relationship. So we were selling our items to our franchisee in a wholesale relationship. And now, as of September 30th, these stores were converted into DOS stores. So in the fourth quarter, we will have, on the one hand, the fact that last year in the fourth quarter, we had the sell-in deliveries of all the goods that was shipped at the end of the year to then be sold over Christmas and then in January. These deliveries will not produce any sales because they will not be in the income statement. So in the fourth quarter, we will be missing the sell-in deliveries because we have become DOS. And then in addition to that, part of the sales performed in the third quarter, that and these goods have not been yet sold in direct stores, it will be cancelled in the fourth quarter, because in the fourth quarter we will have only direct sales through our DOS stores. So this will be the end effect. We can tell you that the final growth of 2011, due to the effect of this important conversion in China, so we will have a 25% growth rate vis-à-vis the previous year. And then there was a question on profitability in terms of EBITDA margin. The cyclical nature of our company, and we tried to convey this to you more times. Maybe we can explain to you how sales are realized. I said this in the previous contribution. Last year, as of September 30th, we had already realized, achieved 80% of our sales, of our revenues for the full year, because the weight of wholesale, monobrand and multibrand is still strong in our revenues. The last quarter accounted for more or less 20% of revenues. Obviously, most costs, general costs, are quite homogeneously spread in the whole month, so maybe costs represent 25%. So, as like last year, we had a 17.4% EBITDA margin as of 30th of September. We achieved 16.5% at the end of the year. The effect was that of a different weight of sales spread in the different quarters. This year, with a 17.9% EBITDA margin as of 30th of September, we believe that we will not have the same decrease we had last year by 90 basis points. We envisage we can have a slightly more limited decrease than the 90 basis points of last year. So, however, the final result is in line with our expectations, so a healthy growth vis-à-vis 2011.
Okay, many thanks, Brunello.
Thank you. Remind you that if you want to ask a question, you can press star followed by one on your phone. If there are no further questions, I'd like yes, at the moment there are no further questions booked. So 1 minute for the conclusions. So we are extremely glad of how our company performed this year, of the way it finished, because it's approaching its closure. We are very, very satisfied with the IPO. We are very proud of the investors, partners that we have in our shareholders register. We are very satisfied with the experience we had. We are even more satisfied with the way these collections, Made in Italy collections, are conceived and welcomed worldwide. These 3 months of travels really have, I have brought home a very important message for our Europe and our Italy. To conclude, I could say that these new peoples are fascinated by Made in Europe. They are allured by a German car, a Swiss watch, Italian apparel, French champagne. I don't want to forget anything. So I'm really, really, I really trust, I'm really confident in European manufactured goods. I think that on the one hand, they're very sensitive to the difference between accessible and absolute luxury. And then as for these price differentials, that maybe they do not understand, but now they do. And then there is the strong issue topic of distribution that sometimes is excessive, is preposterous. So what was said at the G8, we do bear it in mind, but please know that for us, we consider that we will have a healthy growth worldwide, where if we can manage to be modern and competitive to young and fresh in our visual merchandising, in displaying our goods, we can definitely enjoy a rosy future. Thank you very much for your attention. If you have any kind of question, you can write to me, Moreno, and Pietro. But we want to only do this. We want to do luxury Italian ready to wear. Thank you, and enjoy your evening, and thank you for listening to us. Thank you.